A dozen blood samples from Washoe County were recently sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. One did come back positive and belongs to a woman who traveled to El Salvador. But Randall Todd, the head epidemiologist with the Washoe County Health District, says this infected person does not pose a risk to the community.
Because this individual is not infectious and would not be able to transmit it to anybody else, especially now that she is fully recovered.
Zika is primarily spread through mosquito bites. Symptoms tend to be mild for most people and include fever, rash, joint pain, and conjunctivitis. But Todd says the Zika virus causes much more serious complications for pregnant women whose babies can be born with birth defects like microcephaly. It's a condition that results in smaller heads and brain damage. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.